an area of research that's occurring in other kinds of autoimmune diseases are biomarkers for relapse and even biomarkers for remission. Because if you had a biomarker for remission, I know I'm in remission because a biomarker really proves that it is, that would permit the cessation or stopping of medication. Those biomarkers in MS, where is the research at this time?
That research is ongoing. It's not been as exciting as we'd hoped. The results have not been as great as we'd like, but it's coming. And I will add that as we've learned so much more about other autoimmune diseases, that has impacted the research in MS. And so we have a greater toolkit, again, in the research arena to help us understand both what causes MS, because we don't quite know what triggers that initial episode, but also how we might impact it such that we have a marker to tell us whether the patient will either have another relapse or not, or whether they will be the kind of patient who will develop progressive disease or not.
Patients always ask me the following three questions. What caused my disease? What will make it go away? And what will prevent it from coming back? How do you answer those questions for somebody with MS?
That is a very difficult question for most neurological diseases, because the truth is
we don't know
the answer to all of those. What I typically tell patients is that they didn't do it to themselves. So there's nothing that they did or their family did, or there was nothing that they could have done to prevent it. And try and share as much information as I can with them so that they understand that. And understand that we walk the journey with the patient. When we cannot cure, we can still be at their side. We believe when they call us and tell us they're feeling worse. We change treatment accordingly. We offer the most cutting-edge options that the patient has access to, and we are an advocate for the patient. And that is a little different to the original goals, which would ideally be never make it come back again.
That concept that patients didn't cause the disease themselves, and that you don't know what makes the disease come and go, is a really critical message. If you did know what caused the disease to relapse and remit, then in fact, modern medicine would have figured out a medicine or a tool to prevent relapses and remission. If we could answer those critical questions, we'd have solved a lot of these diseases. And the other important point that you've made is the patients do best if the patient and the physician share the same degree of neurosis, that there really is the need for an interaction on a regular basis by a patient and their provider, so that concerns of, am I doing okay, am I having a problem with the medicine, am I disease changing, have to rely on this constant communication.
That's right. It's truly a long-term relationship between the physician, typically a neurologist, and the patient. And it's probably one of the more rewarding components of being a neurologist, because you get to know patients so well and you know when they're not feeling good. There are things, however, that will empower patients to feel better and that are known to make patients feel worse. And those include stress, for example, and exercise and tobacco use. And so those are not new to MS or unique to MS. But if the patient is struggling with habits that may be causing them harm, we have opportunities to at least help them overcome those if they choose to. So they're just as important as if you were talking to the patient about heart disease.